Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Physically rebuilding a city or town after a natural disaster is just one part of the renewal process. As the University of West Georgia's assistant professor of psychology, Jeanette Diaz-Laplante, explains, reviving your mental health is just as important.
In the aftermath of the devastating earthquake which struck Haiti in January of 2010, the world became aware of the country's lack of mental health services. Before the earthquake, there were 23 psychiatrists and 10 psychiatric nurses in a country of 9.5 million. The earthquake exacerbated existing mental health problems. Research conducted prior to the quake found that many people experienced feelings of depression and hopelessness. With no access to counselors, people with common mental disorders suffer intensely. Without access to psychiatric medication or caregiver support, individuals with severe mental illnesses are mistreated. The stigma attached to mental illness makes it difficult for people to receive the support they require. Program Santé Mentale began in July of 2009. It adheres to a model of psychosocial well-being that integrates culturally appropriate mental health interventions, capacity building, policy development, and participatory models of research. It is founded on the belief that mental health is a human right. Program Santé Mentale has touched the lives of hundreds of people in remote mountain regions. Volunteers use simple stress reduction and listening techniques. Doctors and nurses integrate mental health awareness into public health clinics and outreach. Program Santé Mentale recently entered into an agreement with Basic Needs, a nonprofit organization in the United Kingdom. Basic Needs has implemented a mental health and development model in poor countries throughout the world, including India, Colombia, Sri Lanka, and Uganda. This model combines economic development with mental health interventions to improve the quality of life for people suffering from mental illness. Program Santé Mentale and Basic Needs will adapt this model for Haiti. With partnerships such as this and solid community-based work, we will successfully rebuild Haiti from the spirit up.
That was the University of West Georgia's Jeanette Diaz-Laplante. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.